Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Pleasure to have you. Miami dropped the first two of the week. That meant yesterday's ballgame would decide the season winner between the Cubs and the Marlins. For Wednesday afternoon's Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, in one very, very tough half inning, what could have been a great win, what could have been a season series win over the Cubs, turns into just a devastating loss for the Marlins this afternoon as the Cubs score three times in the bottom of the ninth against A.J. Ramos to steal a 5-4 win and close out a three-game series sweep here at Wrigley Field. Marlins lost 5-0 here on Monday. They fell behind 3-0 in a 3-2 loss last night. They hadn't led in this series until the top of the first today when D. Gordon led off with an infield hit. He stole second and with one out was in scoring position for Christian Yelich.
The ball is hit in the air to left and it gets over the head of Contreras who couldn't track it. Coming around third is Gordon. He'll score. Throw to second, not in time. It is a double to left field. Yelich hit that ball over the head of the left fielder, Contreras, who was the catcher in last night's game. They moved him around, and the ball found him right away here in the first inning today, 1-0 Marlins.
So the Marlins had the lead against John Lackey, but Lackey would come back to strike out Stanton and Ozuna and get out of the first without any further damage. Tom Kohler made that one-run lead stand up into the sixth inning. Through five, he had a three-hit shutout and still a 1-0 lead. With one out in the sixth inning, Anthony Rizzo singled. He went to second base on a wild pitch, went to third on a Ben Zobrist groundout. So he was at third with two down for the left fielder, Wilson Contreras.
Kohler deals. A swing and a ground ball, and it's a base hit up the middle. Home to score is Rizzo. This game's tied at one.
No, he would then get Hayward to line to first and the sixth inning. Kohler's afternoon was over. He exited a 1-1 ball game. TK, six innings, five hits and a run with a walk, seven strikeouts. He threw a couple of wild pitches in all 103 pitches, 63 strikes. If the Marlins could take the lead in the top of the seventh, Kohler would be on line for his third consecutive win. And in the seventh against Lackey with one out, Derek Dietrich hit by a pitch for the 50th time in his big league career, leaving him one shy now of matching the Marlins' all-time career record held by Alex Gonzalez. And Dietrich was at first with one out for Jeff Mathis. Nothing one to Mathis. Right-handed hitting catchers 0-for-2 in this ball game, and he drives one out toward left center field. Contreras races back at the wall. Goodbye! First home run in the series for either team. Jeff Mathis and the Marlins take a 3-1 lead in the seventh. His second of the season, unlikely hero, and the Marlins had the lead. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Lackey done after seven, left trailing 3-1. Allowed three runs on seven hits in his seven innings. No walks, eight Ks, the Mathis long ball, 95 pitches, 68 strikes. In the eighth, with a 3-1 Marlins lead, Joe Smith came on to make his Cubs debut. He's the sidearmer who was acquired from the Angels at the deadline on Monday. He got the first man, Martin Prado, but he couldn't get Christian Yelich. Marlins trying to win one out of three here in Chicago. Yelich drives one deep right field. Hayward looks up at the wall. It's into the basket. A home run for Yelich and a 4-1 Marlins lead. So things are looking good at that point. After Kyle Bearclaw pitched a perfect seventh inning, Fernando Rodney came on with a three-run lead in the eighth, but he immediately got into trouble facing the top of the order. Dexter Fowler singled. He went to third and a base hit by Chris Bryant. And with men at the corners, Rodney went after Anthony Rizzo. The 3-1 to Rizzo goes to the backstop. Ball four, sprinting home Fowler. It's a 4-2 game. So the wild pitch made it a two-run game, tying men around. The go-ahead man at the plate, Ben Zobrist, dropped down a sacrifice bunt, getting runners to second and third with one out. So a base hit would have evened the score, but Rodney came back to strike out Wilson Contreras for the second out, then tried to escape, facing Jason Hayward. The 3-2 two-out pitch, swinging a ground ball to the shortstop. Echevarria has it, throws to first, inning over. And the Marlins maintained that 4-2 lead. They couldn't add on to the top of the ninth despite a couple of base runners with two outs. Miami left men at second and third with Yelich striking out to end the threat against Justin Grimm. So the Marlins handed the 4-2 lead to A.J. Ramos in the last of the ninth, trying to salvage the final game of this three-game series, trying to win the season series 4-3 from the best team in baseball this season. A.J. with his first save opportunity in more than 2 weeks, pitching for just the fourth time in the last 15 days. He was 31 for 32 in save chances this season, and he came out with a two-run lead. He came on to face the bottom third of the lineup, but Miguel Montero, a first-pitch double to get things started. Javier Baez then singled, putting men at the corners with nobody out. A walk to pinch hitter Matt Caesar loaded the bases for the Cubs. So now a 4-2 game, but the Cubs had him full with nobody out. Back to the top of the order, Dexter Fowler.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball right center. Stanton back there coming in, shading his eyes with the glove, makes the catch, drops the ball. Coming on to score from third is Montero. And the Cubs make it a one-run game, 4-3.
Yeah, Stanton made the catch. He juggled it on the exchange. Never saw the ball hit the ground, but the other runners moved up to second and third. So it was a one-run game. Tying man at third, winning man at second with one out in the ninth inning. The very dangerous Chris Bryant came to the plate with a chance to be a hero for the Cubs.
He's set again. 3-1 pitch. Got to do it again. The pitch. Taken low, ball four. This game is tied. Ramos walks in the tying run.
That wasn't the highlight we were looking for. Chris Bryant would take a called third strike for the second out. With second and third and two outs, Anthony Rizzo was walked intentionally. So the Marlins left it to Major to go after Ben Zobrist with the bases loaded and two outs. And that was the walk you just heard that forced in the tying run. So now it's a 4-4 game. Cubs still had them loaded for their left fielder, Wilson Contreras.
Here's the pitch. Way outside to the backstop. Here comes a winning run home, and the Cubs win 5-4. On a wild pitch by A.J. Ramos to the bricks behind home plate. They were down 4-2 coming to the ninth. The Marlins sitting on a win, and the Cubs walk it off. On a bases-loaded wild pitch, they win 5-4.
A disastrous ninth inning for A.J. He threw 35 pitches, only 13 strikes. Allowed three runs on two hits, three walks, one intentional in two-thirds of an inning. So in dramatic fashion, Cubs win it 5-4 for Chicago. Five runs, nine hits, no errors, nine men left. For the Marlins, four runs, 11 hits, one error. They strand eight. Justin Grimm, the winner, 1-0. A.J. Ramos, the loser, suffers his second blown save, picks up his first loss. He's 1-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 19 minutes. And a crowd of 41,147 goes home delirious as the Cubs walk it off with three in the ninth. They prevail 5-4.
Miami has a full day to get over that one. Now they head west. And the Marlins have sure enjoyed it on the left coast. They are a combined 14-5 against teams from the NL West this season. They have winning records against four of the division's five teams, including three wins against the next opponent, the Colorado Rockies. Nothing complicated about this. Your Fish Family bonus code is West. That series gets started tomorrow. Today we enjoy an off day. Miami will play three against the Rocks, then come back home starting Monday to try and avenge the only team from the West against whom the Marlins have a losing record, the San Francisco Giants. As the Marlins play out West, we'll be your link to the team. Listen on the Marlins Radio Network as Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the highlights and sound from Denver. Listen all weekend long on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.